think I'm a thug. I hear you thinking I'm a thug, sentimental like a thug. Well, I lack the physique, but yes, sir, it's a brutal tribe. We dive for pearls in the drain and hold dying competitions. Who can squirt blood furthest into the mouths of our cannibal overlords? I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. You think I'm ungenerous? Really? In what way? The more you give someone, the more they want from you. Rubbishing people is fun. It's second to none in the joy that it brings to the self-righteous mind. Ah, is my head on straight, baby? I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. I want world peace, gentle socialism, no machismo. And the only God shall be the God of L-O-V-E. I want a non-invasive kind of telepathy that lets you feel what it's like to be somebody else. Feel what it's like to be somebody else. I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. We're replacing ourselves with artificial thought. That could be our legacy before the feline dynasty scampers over history. Skiddly bop, skiddly bop, skiddly bop. And the machines count up to heaven 24/7. But 8 billion zeros is still zero if you got no heart. I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. I want to tell you about what I want. I want evolution, baby. I want to tell you about what I want.
Robin Hitchcock in a Root Sound session from WVTF with a song from his latest album, self-titled 21st solo album. That song, I Want to Tell You About What I Want, the album recorded in Nashville. Now, you've been in Nashville for a while. Why Nashville?
I moved there because my partner, Emma, was living there. She's actually from Sydney, Australia. But when we met, she was living in Nashville. So we then danced across the globe a bit, but we wound up back in Nashville there for the last 18 months or so. Plus, I've got quite a few friends there. And Brendan Benson, who produced and engineered this record, is also based there, quite by coincidence. So I kind of met Emma, started to meet Brendan. Other friends of mine were moving there. Grant Lee Phillips moved there from LA, just, and he's on this record. just about the time that that I was meeting Emma, in fact. So everything just started to point to Nashville with a very clear, flashing neon arrow. It said, Nashville, your next stop, Hitchcock.
Well, you certainly gathered some great people to do this album. The producer, Brendan Benson, a singer, songwriter, producer, and sometimes member of the Rock on Tours.
Yes, and Detroit.
Wilco's Pat Sansone.
Yes, Pat. I met Pat in Nashville. It turns out he lives just up the road. He's in East Nashville as well, yeah.
And Gillian Welch is on there?
Gillian I already knew because I made a record with her and Dave Rawlings in East Nashville in 2004 called Spooked, which I think is still available. But Spooked is a very acoustic record. It's like a Gillian Welch record with my voice in there. It's a bit of a dream for a musician to be in a Gil and Dave sandwich. and they are exquisite people.
Oh,
to know and to play with, and they live just down the road from us, so that's wonderful. That's a, you know, I would have moved there really just to be near them, but a lot of other things cropped, you know, all the other things I mentioned, that was all there. But it's lovely having them as neighbors when either of us is in town.
Oh, that's good.
The thing about being in East Nashville is that everyone's away most of the time, but sometimes you're there at the same time, so it's good. It's Music City. It's what it says on the label. You know, you can get anywhere within a couple of hours.
Well, you did say, what better place to record some psychedelic pop songs than Nashville?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, Nashville is sort of seen as this place with Stetson hat and boots. And, you know, there is that element to it. And if you go down, there's the honky-tonks on Broadway, just as London is seen as a place, you know, with beefeaters and horse guards and the Tower of London, but actually it's full of people stuck in traffic on their iPhones. And the same mostly applies to Nashville, but there's little emblems that, you know, keep it apart. But there's a lot of good players, and I was lucky to get them on my record.
Well, let's hear another song from the album. I don't know if it's really qualifies as psychedelic pop, but it certainly is something you can hang your emotions on. It's a song about riding the trolley with your dad.
That's right, Raymond Hitchcock, my father, who was first an engineer and then a cartoonist and then a painter and then a writer. And he sort of moved through different personae as time went on. He never did music, which is probably why I went into it, so as not to be in competition with him. But, yeah, you know, we were sort of fairly distant British father and son combination. We kind of got to know each other just as he was really on the way out and I was on the way up. But he did take me to go and see this, what y'all call a trackless trolley bus, which I was obsessed by when I was 11. And now I'm back beyond middle age. Those sort of obsessions are back with me again.
All right. It's Robin Hitchcock in a Roots Down session from WVTF.
My eyes have seen the trolley bus on her pneumatic tires, vamping down the high road, drinking from the wires. My eyes have seen the trolley bus, her rivets and her wheels, sinking electricity. I wonder how that feels. I wonder. My eyes have seen the trolley bus in 1964. I caught one with my father. We climbed through the back door. We couldn't sit upstairs because my father's leg was bad. He spoke to me behind the glass. He was a lonesome dad. Thank you. My eyes have seen the trolley bus, the silent way she moves. You miss the love you never had, the needle skips the grooves. I never knew my father close, although I took him in. He travels round beside me now, he goes everywhere I've been. I wonder. I wonder. My eyes have seen the trolley bus.
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Well, I pray when I'm drunk. I pray for guidance to get me from the sewer where I am. Yeah, I don't know who to. I pray to someone to get me on my way and give a damn. Yeah, I pray when I'm drunk, pray when I'm sober. I'm grateful for the man that I've become. Yes, I swarm with the bees and I ooze with the mackerel, and I think about you every time I strum. Some things can change. Some things you cannot change. All things are strange. So I pray when I'm drunk. I feel the hammer of judgment as it smashes on my soul. Yeah, I'm glad that I'm drunk. I feel more open to spiritual leanings that I hold. Yes, I'm glad I was drunk. Glad now I'm sober. I'm grateful for the hangover that's gone. And I'm grateful to you and all the pickings from the carcass of the life that I came from. From the carcass of the life that I came from.